welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Walden Rhines, former CEO of Mentor Graphics, which is now Siemens EDA, and current CEO of Cornami. Wally is also the executive sponsor of the Semi Electronic Design Market Data Report, which is what we'll talk about today. Welcome, Wally.
Hi, Daniel. Glad to be here.
How do Semi and the Electronic System Design Alliance collect the information you report each quarter for the EDA industry?
Well, for the last 27 years, ESDA, which we used to call EDAC, has had a mechanism to collect inputs from almost all the EDA companies of any significance. And they have them tallied and analyzed by independent accountants. It's been a really reliable source of data. It's provided major benefits for users of EDA software to see what's growing and what isn't, and hardware as well. And it's also been useful for EDA companies to understand what's growing and how well they're doing. Most of all, the venture capitalists have used it to try to determine what companies would be good to fund. In addition to the direct collection of those inputs, ESDA, or the Electronic Design Market Data Report, incorporates some public data just for the silicon IP portion of the report. And the reason for that is because ARM is public and doesn't report their data directly to EDAC. So they incorporate and show on a separate line the IP data from ARM and any other public companies that are not reporting. But most of the public companies report, all of the EDA companies that sell IP report. So what it does is it makes sure that you're looking at the total market, not just at the products sold by EDA companies.
Right. So how do people get a copy of this report, you know, with all the detail by product category and geography?
Well, the best approach is to buy it at the SEMI store. That's SEMI, the organization, S-E-M-I, at semi.org. And you can get it there. Or if you work for an ESDA-related company, you can ask your company to join ESDA if they're not already a member. And members get the report for a highly discounted rate.
Yeah, I read the report all the time, and it's quite valuable, especially to look at the semiconductor industry as a whole. So how did the EDA industry do in the first quarter of 2022?
It was another very strong quarter. It was 12.1%. Now that's down a little from the level we saw in fourth quarter at 14.4%, but it's still a remarkably strong performance. Okay. Total revenue for the EDA industry in the first quarter was $3.54 billion. That makes the yearly running rate just under $14 billion, $13.7 billion. So it appears that electronic design activity continues to grow at a very brisk pace.
Were there any types of design tools or methodologies that were particularly strong this quarter?
There were, yes. Year-to-year strength in the quarter was broad, with double-digit growth in the computer-aided engineering category of front-end design tools. That grew at 12.5%. Silicon intellectual property, a strong growth at 23.7%. And services grew at 22.7%. So the only weak category was integrated circuit layout, which decreased 7.5% in the quarter compared to the first quarter of 2021. But PCB and multi-chip module was also pretty slow at 1.4% growth. Now, the strongest area, silicon IP, at 23.7%, is a continuation of what's been very strong. During the last four quarters, it grew 26.5% overall. And so it really has led the industry. And for the full year, computer automated engineering at 14.8% was the second strongest category after SIP.
Yeah, we just did an IP report on SemiWiki, and
it just amazes me. But if you think about the change in the customers, the system companies are doing their own chips now, and they're buying IP rather than doing their own IP. And so I think IP is going to continue to be strong.
I agree.
So what about geographic strength and weakness?
Well, North America, again, was the strongest. It grew 18.5% in the quarter. And that's consistent with the last four quarters where the moving average was 18%. The second strongest region was Asia Pacific. It was at 13.2%, and its four-quarter moving average was 15.6%. Europe and Japan were weaker this quarter. European sales actually decreased by 3% compared to the same quarter last year, and Japan only grew 1.8%. But for the full year, four-quarter moving averages, these two regions are positive, Europe at 8.1% and Japan at 2.5%.
What about China, Wally? You know, for the first time in a long time, last quarter it showed some weakness.
Yeah, well, that weakness continued with only 1.8% growth this quarter. And this time, the slow growth came from very strong growth in the SIP, the silicon intellectual property, at 70.2%, but that was offset by a very weak EDA license and maintenance revenue of minus 18.3% growth. The four-quarter moving average for China is 8.3%, minus 1.2% in the EDA tools, and plus 30% growth in IP. So it would appear that the COVID shutdown problems in China carried over to new design software and hardware purchases in these last two quarters. We'll see if that's more than a temporary downturn.
What about employment? Are there any signs of cutbacks in employment in the industry?
Not really. Employment growth in EDA continued its long-term level, which has been around 5%. This time in first quarter, it was 4.7% growth. And I should note that for EDA, growing revenue at 12% and only growing employment at 4.7% should have a substantially positive effect on profit. Employment is most of the expense of EDA companies. So when revenue grows much faster than expenses, profitability grows. And we've seen that with the major public EDA companies approaching 40% operating profit. A really great number for any high-tech industry.
Oh, absolutely. It's good to see it because, you know, I've been in EDA for most of my career. As you've been in EDA a long time, and we really work hard. And it's just nice to see the recognition, but also the revenue and the profits. So what's the outlook for electronic system design health for the rest of the year?
Well, the EDMD report is unfortunately a lagging indicator. Now, although the numbers continue to be strong, that doesn't provide visibility into the future. What I would note, though, is that historically, EDA has been a good business during recessions because companies continue to design new products even when their overall business is weak. EDA isn't immune from recessions, but the demand impact on EDA is typically much less negative than for the semiconductor industry or for semiconductor equipment, where large swings can occur in the purchases by customers. That's much more muted for EDA tools, software, and design hardware.
Wally, are there additional sources of information that interested listeners can explore?
Well, yeah, the Design Automation Conference has just been going on this week, almost over, but you can get access to presentations, and if you're in the Bay Area, it goes through Wednesday, and so the companies tend to do a lot of product announcements and talk about new technologies, and the keynotes are worth going back to and seeing what went on. The entire week this week has been dedicated to both DAC as well as Semicon, all in one location. So here you have the designers as well as the design tool suppliers all in one place. And so it's a hotbed of new information, and to the extent you can tap into some of those people. That's a valuable way to find out what's really going on.
Yeah, we've been covering it on SemiWiki for the past few weeks, and you know we're embargoed on a lot of stuff, but it's coming out now, and there's a lot of new stuff. It's a very exciting time for the semiconductor industry, and you can tell by the live conferences that I've attended recently. So I'm expecting another good report from you, Wally, next quarter, and certainly through the rest of this year, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm optimistic, but of course, you know, the incredible strength we've seen can't go on forever. So, you know, all good things eventually, though they don't come to an end, they modulate a little. So at some point, we'll see some leveling, but still, it's a very profitable industry. It's been a long-term growing industry. It's one where there are basically fixed costs, so incremental revenue falls through at high profitability. And it's an industry that employs really innovative, leading-edge people, gives them an opportunity to express their creativity and to create tools that keep the designers moving ahead as new technologies are introduced and new design challenges arise.
I agree completely. Well, it's great to talk to you, Wally. It's nice to see you again at DAC, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thanks, Daniel. It's always a pleasure.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.